as Ajahn Chah was getting older and sicker, and it was obvious that he was not going to recover, and he was he wasn't going to be around for too much longer. Then there was a group of us, students of Ajahn Chah, of course, mostly the Thai monks who were close to him, realized that, well, we'd better start making some preparations for his death and his cremation, and part of those preparations was preparing a biography. And it was quite an honor that the Thai monks asked us, the Westerners, to take responsibility for that that biography and that book. And Ajahn Jayasaro was headed that up. And so that for Ajahn Chah's cremation, his death in 1992, his cremation 1993, then we had a big book, nicely done, very good book, of Ajahn Chah's life and his teachings. And then everybody started saying, well, when are we going to get the English version? And then Ajahn Jayasaro realized, you can't just translate it. You need to give the context, you need to give the perspective. In Thai, everybody knows what a monk is or what a Tudong monk is and what the traditions are. So it needed a lot more work to fill it out and really should be its own book. So Ajahn Jayasaro said, well, I'm not going to do it. He says, somebody else can do it. and so a few years passed, and then somebody said, we haven't got this book, we should translate it. And then, so that motivated Ajahn Jayasaro to actually start working on it. So anyway, the process has dragged out and dragged on. And Ajahn Jayasaro is a bit of a perfectionist, so that he would write something really good that everybody said, this is great, let it sit for a while, come back, not satisfied, rewrite it. And so anyway, it's taken 20 years. We have a book. And I think it was worth the wait. So.